Before we jump into today, if you are looking to lose 20 plus pounds of unwanted fat and replace that with new lean functional muscle, we have an incredible opportunity for you. We're doing a special case study, and normally we only offer a few spots for this because this is going to be our coaching at a discounted rate to ensure your results over these next 90 days. But if you're looking to do this, we're going to have 7 spots available for this case study. So once again, if you want to lose 20 plus pounds of unwanted fat and replace that with 10 plus pounds of new muscle, radically transform everything relative to your fitness and health, this is for you. To take advantage of this deal, you got to get one of those first 7 spots. DM us on Instagram with the keyword case study to our Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit, and we will get you there in the next 90 days. So once again, DM us case study to take advantage of this. Now into the episode. What up, everyone? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
This is Motivation Monday, so let's get fired up, take a sip of that coffee, and as always, if you're new around here, we like kicking off some quotes because we find quotes are an amazing way to get inspiration from someone else and to pack a lot of knowledge, value, and insight into a really, really small sentence or few sentences. But we're going to let Coach Kyle kick it away. I'm curious what he has in store.
So for my quote, I really like this. I came across it the other day, and it is basically, if I had to live my life again, I'd make the same mistakes only sooner, from Tallulah Bankhead. So this is obviously very hard for some people to hear, including myself. A lot of us, we hate failing. We hate making mistakes. We despise those obstacles that come up. But I truly look at it as something that allows us to have essentially lessons learned so we can navigate and get those results sooner than later. So for example, it's so easy to go down a path of, you know, just making the same mistakes over and over and over again and not realizing. And had you made those mistakes earlier on, I feel like it just sets you up for success better because you can actually learn from it. And especially relating this to our fitness journey, I honestly think that it's kind of a blessing in a way because it allows you to know what you shouldn't be doing so you can actually figure out what you should be doing. So I have made many mistakes in my time. Honestly, once again, relating it to this quote, it would have been better if it was earlier on because then I would have learned from it instead of wasting time over and over again. And that's going to be my quote for this week. And hopefully it applies to you in some way or another.
Yeah, it's funny that that's Kyle's quote because I actually have a task I need to do today that I saw from a motivational video. And they said to really just spend some time ruminating on the thought, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? And he said, if you sit there thinking about that for 15 minutes, you'll find something, probably make you a little bit uncomfortable, and eventually you might not like what you find, but it will help you get through of what mistake am I making? How can I fix that? How can I move forward? And even lately, one thing I've been trying to do outside of meditating is just taking a thought or thinking about something that's stressing me out or a problem and just sitting there in silence and thinking on it. And it's amazing how you can sort things in your mind and create an action plan. And you've heard me mention before, don't be anxious, be prepared. And I think a good way to do this is to actually just spend some time in reflection. Once again, it seems kind of weird just go outside and think on one topic, but I actually have that as one of my tasks, which is pretty funny. But now we're going to jump into my quote as well as my thoughts for the week. And what's awesome is sometimes when I am thinking on something, like maybe I'll have a quote for the week that I really spent some time digesting and thinking on, and it's cool pulling other information from other sources. As I mentioned, I will read several books, listen to different videos, different lectures, whatever I can just to get some more knowledge. And I think I got a nice little sequence of a thoughts for you. So the quote that started it all was from my boy Kobe. If you yell Kobe whenever you shoot something in the garbage can, you're my kind of person. Still gonna honor him with that. But his quote was, everything negative, pressure, challenges, it's all an opportunity for me to rise. And that's once again from the great Kobe. And I love that because once again, similar to mistakes, it's so easy to see negative things as horrible, to be like, I'm so stressed, it's the worst thing in the world, or I have this ridiculous challenge in front of me. But it always is an opportunity for either you to succumb to it or to come past it, to become stronger, to overcome it. It's like if a boulder's coming at you, you can stand there and get run over. You can say, how can I navigate this? How can I get around it? How can I move forward? How can I actually push forward in my life and in my journey? And it's something I've really been spending some time thinking on. And I recently just finished the Book of Five Rings, and it's it's from one of the greatest samurais ever. He won like 60 plus fights to the death with a samurai sword, which is crazy. To be honest, a little bit of a boring book, but some of the principles in it are really solid, and you can tell he really drills them home. And what I got from it was that you should accept everything as it is, and that there isn't necessarily bad or good, only what is. And of course, there's exceptions to every rule, so I don't want to go down a rabbit hole of, well, what about this situation? But even example, let's say you're driving somewhere and your car breaks down. You could see that is inherently bad, and most people would. It wouldn't be fun, but you don't know if that car breaking down saved you from like a life-altering accident, or if that car breaking down at the right time saved you from breaking down in a horrible place where you wouldn't be able to get help. Like, there's always so many considerations available. And instead, if you just look at things as they are and you don't look at it as inherently positive or negative, and there's a lot of thought of this in like Stoic philosophy as well, but if you can just address anything that comes your way, it enables you as opposed to making you a victim to circumstance. Because in life, you'll have good days, you'll have bad days, and you got to celebrate and enjoy those good days. And just the same, when challenges arise or you have frustrations, it becomes your responsibility to see a way through it, or you can just succumb and get destroyed by it. So I think another quote to back that up is from Epictetus, which is, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can only choose how we respond to them." So we can only choose how we react. So I want to challenge everyone, if you got something going on, spend some time, even with what I said above, think on it, spend some time digesting it, and control how you react. Try to react positively, try to overcome that challenge, use it as an opportunity to see how you fare through that struggle, through that change. And once again, there, I just feel like there's been so many applicables to my life and how I can navigate difficult situations. And yeah, hopefully that helps someone with that as well.
I love that, because I feel like it relates quite a bit to my quote, and even just kind of a conversation Coach Josh and I were having the other day, where he said something pretty insightful. I don't exactly know word for word, but it was pretty much like, we got to stop thinking about the past because it's not going to really change anything. And I think it's so important, because even let's say in business, you make a decision where you could have done better, or maybe should have done this. And I think so many people, like whatever it is, whether it's a relationship, fitness, anything, like, it's so easy to just think, oh, I should have done it this way. If only I did it that way. It's good to take those lessons learned and apply it going forward, but to simply beat yourself up for no reason and try to put together what the scenario would have been like had you done it differently. I can relate to this so much, because I feel like kind of even lately, I would have those random thoughts like, oh, if we didn't, you know, do this within our coaching, here's one thing could have gone different. Like, we just always take these things as lessons learned, we apply it. And that's one of the greatest ways to see success versus just constantly focusing on the past. And I see it happen so often, even talking to some of our coaching clients, like having these conversations about what's working, what's not, what we need to change. That's what we do within our journey, is we actually find these things to actually change instead of just focusing on the past, where maybe we made a mistake or where we wasted a bit of time or whatever the situation is. So like I said last week, focusing on the present, the future, all that stuff is super, super important instead of the past.
Awesome. Now we're going to jump into our client shout out. And our client shout out is, drumroll please, you. And you might say, whoa, I'm not a client of you guys yet, but I am listening to this podcast. And we just wanted to say, first and foremost, we appreciate you listening. And like, our goal is to give you as much knowledge and application towards your life to make you fitter, healthier, and happier. And I'm sure you see the benefit of that. And you could be listening to some trashy, gossipy podcasts that might satiate your quick, instant gratification, but instead you're listening to our podcast, which of course we try for it to be really fun, but it's here to build you up, to make you better, to make you stronger, to see those long-term compound of results. And I want to challenge you too, if you haven't thought about getting started with coaching, no matter where you are in your journey, having a coach will take you to that next level. Whether you're someone who's brand new, you'll have the opportunity to avoid learning all the bad things. There's that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you'll have the opportunity to go everything about it the right way from the start, and you will save yourself years and years and years of struggle. And maybe you are that old dog. You're like, I've been lifting forever, I've been in the gym. Having that refresh, having that fresh sight, having someone on your side to actually push you to do what you're fully capable of is just going to be incredible. And as a bonus, just for this episode, we got that case study. So once again, if you're looking to lose 20 plus pounds of fat, gain 10 plus pounds of new muscle, this is your chance with the keyword case study. And on top of it, just for this episode, you can see me and Kyle, if you're watching on a video, are both rocking these fresh Colossus t-shirts. We'll throw it in once again, just for the 7 people of this case study who believe in themselves enough to make that investment, because you know you're worth it. You deserve to have the best results. And there's just nothing better than feeling more energy throughout the day, having a body you're incredibly proud of, know you're working towards your goals as opposed to going away from them. So once again, I want you to be my next shout out, for real. So to take advantage of this deal, to lose 20 plus pounds of fat, gain 10 plus pounds of new muscle in 90 days, all you got to do, DM us on Instagram to our Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit, the keyword case study, to make that happen. Now we're going to jump into our mailbag and answer your questions that you shot over. And the first one's a lot of fun. So our first question is, I want to gain as much muscle as possible. Should I be skipping cardio entirely? What are your thoughts, Kyle?
I would say absolutely not. And it's actually really funny that this is a question, because I was just having this conversation with one of my clients in our client check-in. So we send videos back and forth and we were working through different barriers and obstacles and all that stuff. And we were just talking about the importance of it. So it's like actually really fresh and on the top of my head. So what's really interesting, especially if you are in a muscle gain phase, in a bulk phase, of course, you're not going to want to be doing tons of cardio. You're not going to want to be doing hours on end, and it's not going to be exactly beneficial. But when I look at cardio, I'm not exactly even looking at it as calories burned. I've really shifted my mindset over the years, and I actually was even sharing with my client, I look at it as something that leaves me feeling good. So there's two really big benefits past, you know, just essentially burning more calories and steps. It's overall just leaving you feeling good, which is something so, so important. So instead of each time thinking, oh, well, I'm going to be eating away at my muscle if I go for this little jog or do a sport, that's just not the real right way to start thinking about it. I think, okay, what's going to leave me feeling good? Any sort of walk, any sort of sport, any beach volleyball, hockey, whatever, for the most part, I usually feel good afterwards. So I always consider that. Number two is just overall heart health. Cardio is so important for that. And honestly, I will say, as I was talking before, we've all made mistakes in our fitness journey. When I was bulking and trying to gain muscle years and years ago, and I'm sure some people can relate to this, maybe not, I used to think that I had to do no cardio and that each time it would just eat away at my muscle. So I would say, oh, I'm not going to walk up the stairs. I'm going to take the elevator. Like a lot of the things I share now, I used to essentially stay away from, because I used to think that if you're trying to bulk, if you're trying to gain muscle, you shouldn't be doing any of it. You should be moving as little as possible. And that way you get the best results. I'm like, looking back, I can't believe that I thought that. So moral of the story is that there are so many benefits. And I was even sharing with my client, Bobby, I was saying that when you actually even do a little bit more cardio while trying to gain muscle, it's great because it even allows you to eat more food because you're burning so much more, even if you're doing daily walks and sports and stuff like that. So it's a nice little benefit there because you're burning a lot more calories. We factor that into as calories for the day, and it's super important to consider as well. So many different benefits. Once again, don't go running marathons. Don't go doing all these things if you're really trying to build muscle, but doing some sort of movement 20, 30 minutes a day even is so beneficial for you.
Yeah, I was just having a discussion with one of my clients, Dominique, shout out her, going to be crushing a powerlifting meet together, which is going to be incredible. And she was saying, hey, now that I'm training for this powerlifting meet, I like training like kind of bodybuilding style. I like having my negatives going a little bit slower, but I know with like powerlifting, it's all force for sport, like maximizing everything. So should I change all my movements to it? And I love having this discussion with people because there's doing what's most optimal, and then there's doing what's most optimal for you. And I really like to remind people, and I think where people will go wrong is they'll alter their lifestyle so extreme towards their quick goal and not their lifetime goal that it will make it so radical a pull from it. I was talking to Kyle how a lot of competitors who diet really, really low really do struggle finding nutritional balance and goal balance, and especially people who use steroids, because they'll go through these cycles of looking amazing, and then they'll go through these cycles of like, I'm taking a break, and they'll blow up the absolute other direction. You really limit that control. And even with the powerlifting meet, like I said to her, like, is your goal truly to do your absolute best to eke out every little inch of progress, or is your goal to do incredibly well and still work towards your physique goals, still do the things you like? Because you, in this case, You can train really, really hard, do your compounds full force, maximize your accessory compounds. But if you're doing like you want to grow your glutes and you want to do a glute kickback, you don't need to be hammering it out max force trying to build out your squat. Instead, you can say, okay, I'm going to do this. It's going to work my aesthetic goals, my composition goals, and it's also going to further help me gain muscle, which will also work towards my sport. And like the reality is, unless you're like an Olympian or you're at the top of your sport where everything should be fully devoted towards training sport, I think having balance is good. And just the same with muscle. If someone wants to put on as much muscle as possible, but they love running, I'd probably say, hey, well, it's probably not the best thing to be doing to put on muscle. But if you're like, I'm okay with putting on a little bit less. And we're talking like, this isn't big drastic amounts. I remember when I started too, like people made it seem like if you do any cardio, you would die. And I started to buy into that. And that's an example of what I said earlier about making mistakes that can cost you. And I remember one time while I was bulking, I was getting really muscular, but I was walking up the stairs at my school and I was like, I don't know if I can make it to the top. Like I was this person that looked D's. I'm like 240, super jacked, but I'm like, this is not sustainable. So even me now, I probably do more cardio than is net positive for me in the sense that I love sport. I love things like volleyball. We play pickleball. We'll do hockey. We'll do all these different things. Like I like going on a ton of walks. And to me, like, I'm okay with that. I like my heart health. I'm doing this ultimately for health. And you need to find the best position for you. What I will say is if you want to put on a lot of muscle, I would definitely stay away of HIIT or excessive cardio. There isn't necessarily a need for it. And you're probably just going to end up hurting yourself. And instead, you can look to things more like LISS, which is low intensity steady state cardio. And that is going to burn a little bit less, be a little bit less tough on your system, won't impact your lifts, and will help you put on more muscle. But I would definitely not avoid it entirely because heart health, cardio health is a super important metric. And even if you just add in some walks, I think that's a great base. And even for my clients that are deep in bulks, I will make sure they're doing some measure of cardio, obviously way less. But I think Kyle knocked that one out of the park too. And like I said, find those considerations because if you want to put on a lot of muscle, but you love running, it makes you happy, it's your time, like go for it, whatever. If you like playing volleyball every day, like go for it, whatever. You're gonna have to work within those confines, but you shouldn't give up something you love just purely for that goal, especially if it's something that is net positive. But that's where it's a very independent conversation, and I prefer to work through these things on a case-by-case example because I can give better responses to that individual. But I think that's a really good question. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, even similar to Josh with walking up those stairs, I think what really changed it was there were some things that I just started to do. Like I was eating a ton, I was lifting a ton. And I remember I was at my like heaviest and strongest point. But the second you start feeling like you're just not kind of in the spot that you should be is where you start to potentially make those changes. And even myself, I remember I was like, man, I would go for a bike ride and feel winded. I'm like, never again do I want to feel like this. Like I would actually take a little bit less muscle and just be in so much better shape and feel so much better. And that's always something to consider is really what it is that you want versus some people out there will say and make these videos, never do cardio if you're on a bulk. And then you're taking that and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to start listening to it and apply this, but you're not considering what you enjoy, what your main goals are, all these additional factors. So it's so important to be able to take a question or take an answer and really think for yourself based off of what you need to do and what you should be doing. So that's all I have for that one as well.
Next up is, are rest days important? I get this a lot, and yes, they absolutely are. I love rest days especially because it gives you something to earn, gives you a day to recover, and it gives you a day of missing the gym. If you just go nonstop, I find one of the biggest detriments is you'll become to be miserable with it. And I'd rather have 5 or 6 sessions at a 9 out of 10 intensity than I would have 7 a week at a 6 out of 10 because I'm so bogged down, I don't have any time, and I'm not reaping that benefit. So rest days are absolutely huge. It gives you time to heal, it gives you time out of the gym, it gives you time to miss a gym, just similar to deloads. I think one of the biggest benefits of them is to make you realize, I miss being in here, I miss lifting heavy, it's not the same, and actually having something to look forward to, letting everything heal up and recover. And rest days don't have to mean you sit in a chair and you don't move the entire day. We love the concept of active rest days. If you go for a beach walk, a hike, more walks around your neighborhood, you could spend more time with family, you could use it as a day to fully recover. You could do some active recovery, some stretching, you could go do something alternative like yoga, whatever it may be, but they have their place for a reason. And I do believe the person who takes them will see better results than the person who avoids them and tries to be a hero, because that's an example of how you burn out. We talked about burnout last week, but easy way to burn out is to take no rest days. And everyone's so different too. And you'd be careful who you are watching, because if people are taking a lot of steroids, they're going to be able to go forever. It's going to be entirely different than a natural athlete. But even for me, I'm on a 6-day split. I've done a 5-day split and felt the effects of like needing 2 days rest. And it also depends on how intelligent your programming is. I'm in there 6 days, but I have a really unique split. We could talk about this more in a future episode. In fact, that's actually a question we got. But my split, I really try to really fatigue some muscles, and then I'll go kind of like a asymmetrical version of that muscle. If my back's really sore, I'll be training chest. So I will be sore, but I'll be working a fresh muscle. So that's where I'm able to get in there a little bit more with the 6 days. And of course, I have more experience training. I'm also eating a little bit more food. And you have to be aware of all of these considerations. But I think that quite simply answers it, unless Kyle has anything to add.
Yeah, that was perfect. That's exactly what I'd say.
All right. Well, the next question will be awesome for Coach Kyle as he's cutting now. So even a question of how can I eat more healthy?
So very good question. I honestly just think everyone should be eating healthy. I don't need to talk about the benefits, because if you're listening to the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast, you know that good foods are good for you. I mean, very simple. Either way, I'm just going to jump into some tips here. The main thing is just really surrounding yourself with healthy foods, I think, is honestly one of the biggest tips, if not biggest tip. I just feel like if you fill your house with garbage, you're going to feel like garbage and you're going to eat garbage. If you fill your house with good, hearty, healthy, solid foods, that's naturally where you're going to tend to and essentially just have. One of the biggest things to consider, and I've said this before, but especially now that I'm entering a cut, now that I'm entering a shred, I'm about 2 weeks in, and it's been quite well, even just with having guests down here. You know, just naturally doing so many different things, going out to eat if we need to entertain. But I would say is just really trying to have a lot of the same stuff as much as possible. Now, I'm not saying you should only be eating similar stuff, but, you know, I've shared the diet that I like to have before, but even just for breakfast, same thing. Lunch is usually the same thing. Dinner's the same thing unless we go decide to do something. But that's one of the biggest things. And even as I've had this conversation with so many different clients, I'm kind of fresh on the topic of, you know, conversations with clients, because once again, today when we're filming this is actually, we're getting ahead of schedule for our podcast. So I just did my client check-ins. I've sent a lot of videos. I've had a lot of thoughts, a lot of things on the top of my head. And I was sharing with some of my clients who are just really looking to optimize that if you are someone who's consistently eating out, it is so much harder to see success. And of course, we always talk about different ways. And yes, you can go get a nice healthy sub. And of course, we enjoy Chipotle. There are lots of different ways to stay on track. But one of the greatest things is just really spending time grocery shopping, going in with a list, cooking for yourself, weighing things out. And this is how you get the bulk of overall results. When you do go out to a specific spot, once again, I'm not saying you can't have that. You can't do that. A lot of our clients, they still see great success having a social life. That's what we're all about. But in order to see the true results, feel your best, and just on an ongoing day-to-day basis, you definitely are best just preparing stuff from your house, especially when you do go out. Obviously, there's a lot of different factors, such as what the person's using to make it. There could be 7 tablespoons of olive oil and you have no idea. A lot of times the temptations are a lot more, especially when you go into a fast food joint. Of course, yes, I always say grab a chicken sandwich, grab a grilled chicken sandwich. But for a lot of people, it is so much harder to do that when you are in a spot that is just, it's hard. Your willpower is lower. It's later in the day, and so many more thoughts that I have here. So simply put, when I grocery shop, I'm looking for fruits, veggies, lots of different lean meats. I'm always going to the protein aisle. And also what else? Just natural whole stuff, you know, whether it's brown rice, you know, having a lot of that stuff, sweet potatoes, like there's a lot of great ways, but a lot of it just starts with getting the right groceries, doing the right planning. And that's my biggest tip for today. I know I popped off on that one.
Yeah, as long as you make an effort to constantly improve and really analyze what you're eating, how it affects you, how you feel, I think that's one of the easiest ways to go about it. And I'll have a little bit of a different answer in the sense of challenging your mindset, because I find if there's one place people are first to cheap out, it's on themselves. It'll be like, why would I get this $20 healthy bowl meal I can get from this place when I can get a whole medium pizza for $7. And you got to consider, like, there's more cost than there is financial. And I think one of the biggest positions of my success lately, with especially being able to maintain a leaner, more muscular physique, is really understanding that my physique is something to be invested in. It's worth spending that money. And it doesn't mean you have to go spending ridiculous sums of money. You can still be incredibly fit, eat really well by buying bulk foods. I've mentioned before about, like, how to actually eat really healthy as a college student, like buying bulk rice, bulk meats from the butcher, bulk veggies, going to farmers, buying. There's a lot of ways to navigate it and bring down the cost. I think people go wrong. They're like, I'm going to be healthy, so I'm going to go to Whole Foods, and they just get reamed. And that's not really the way to go about it. But even for me, when I'm out, sometimes it is hard to stomach, like, oh my gosh, this salad with the chicken breast is $25 and to add another chicken breast is $10. But I'm like, the cost of me paying $35 to eat a really good meal that satiates me, that makes me feel fantastic tomorrow, that gives me energy throughout the night, like, that is worth it. I'll pay that all day. And on contrast, most people will be like, no problem. Like, especially from where we're from, like Toronto, it's no one thinks twice about a $25 cocktail. It's like, it is what it is, tipping on top of that. So don't be too scared to invest in your health, because you are worth it. Just the same, we have this case study going on, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. Once again, you want to lose 20 pounds of fat, 10 pounds of muscle, invest in yourself, and you'll actually find you'll be spending less money on food, because you'll actually be seeing progress. You'll actually be proud of where you are in your physique. And instead of, like, trying to eat just to give yourself a quick instant gratification of food, you'll really understand how eating good food affects you. You'll come to crave that more. You'll build better systems. You'll see more muscular change, and you're just going to feel better and better and better. So that is kind of an atypical answer. Past that, I love Kyle's tips in general, because I think keeping good stuff at home, learning to cook, learning to prep more, having more common meals, it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. And when you're in a pinch too, I think having a plan is important. We use the example, I forget where we were, but we got in somewhere late. We were traveling and we were smelling all the foods, Taco Bell, Wendy's, all these things. But we had a plan. We already had it in the GPS of, like, we're going to Chipotle. And at least we had that, because otherwise it'd be easy to make that mistake. Or all our guests that have come down here, when they're leaving and they're going to their flight, I'm like, hey, 1 second. Gave them a protein chip, a protein bar, just to make sure they had some good snacks. Because usually when we're in that panic mode is when we'll make some questionable decisions. So if you want to get better, it's just about doing those little steps, really analyzing how you feel, proving the bulk of your diet, getting over that mindset of, yes, vegetables can cost a bit. And there's, like, an intelligent way to go about it. And then there's, like, a luxury way. Like, if you're buying pre-cut vegetables at the grocery store, you're going to pay an arm and a leg. You're better to buy in bulk and obviously prep it yourself. But if you have more money to spare and you're like, I hate cutting vegetables, I hate preparing things, buy the pre-cut. If you have even more money and less time and you don't care, get someone to do your meals for you. Get a meal prep service. Like, there's a lot of ways to navigate this and be flexible within it. And then there are also a lot more trendy places where you can eat out. Like, for us, we have Salas near us. I know Pura Vida is a similar type thing. There's a lot of places where you can get a ton of veggies, like a healthy grain and a healthy meat. And that's kind of like the MO of that restaurant. And, like, those places won't be cheap, but if you want convenience and health on the go, that's another fantastic way to navigate it. So I sure do hope that helped. And once again, I hope you love this episode. We want to thank you once again for tuning in today. Don't miss out on this opportunity to lose 20 pounds of fat, gain 10 pounds of muscle in 90 days, and get this killer t-shirt, work one-on-one with me and Kyle, and get some killer results. All you got to do to make that happen, message us case study on Instagram to @ColossusFit, ColossusFit.